December 18th, 1978. We were just back from our honeymoon. We had to change our wedding date so we could get back and be there for the opening day of the store. And I remember it was so much fun because for days and nights before the opening, we were in the store and we had to price check every item because we were the first store in Alaska or Southeast Alaska to have those scanners and have UPC codes. So we took one item off of each shelf, every shelf, and we all had shopping carts. There were a bunch of us. Friends came to help, and we just had to price check everything. It was so much fun.
I imagine it was a big stretch financially to go from small downtown stores to a big place oceanfront. You probably had some people backing you who were very anxious about that opening day.
Yes. Interesting enough, I left college after only a year and a semester because I wanted to come back and be a part of the family business. I sat with Dad and Mom in multiple meetings trying to understand, you know, and we met with various financial institutions that we went to see all over the country. And this is in 77. So, you know, we bought the property in 77, I believe it was, and then had to get the store financed to build. And I remember it was a $3 million loan to get that done. And it was not easy. And every time we turned around, we were turned down for financing. You just have to do everything you can to appease and please and make the bankers comfortable. So that was an education in itself for me.
I want to talk about the decision to sell. How long has this decision been percolating for you guys?
A couple of years at least.
At least a couple of years. I mean, yeah. It's always been in the back of my mind and, you know, a family-run business. And it can be a blessing or it can be a curse because it just can go either way. And the dynamics in a family operation, they're just becoming less and less these days. And it doesn't matter what the business is. In this case, it's groceries. And so, yeah, you think, okay, it's going to be all right. You know, you got a lot of volume. It's fast paced. You're turning your inventory all the time. But it's not for everybody. And, you know, I'm proud to say today, really today, as it exists, we have five generations represented of the Hames Rand's family in our stores. It's down to our grandkids who are checking in the stores. And
that's really unheard of.
It is.
In a family business.
But to pass along a family-owned business to the next generation, it's not for everybody. And that happened.
And running an independent grocery store is not what it was like 40 years ago, even 20 years ago. We used to go to a convention once a year in Seattle area, or Washington State.
Washington State food dealers.
And it was a huge group of independent grocers. Got to know all the family grocers, and we helped each other out. But that organization folded because the independents were just going away. So it's kind of a sad thing, but it's just a changing of the times.
How did the meetings go with staff?
A lot of them said, why did you wait so long? Some of them said, we knew this was coming, and some of them said,
took me completely by surprise.
No. Yeah. Oh, no.
And they think about their futures. And we think about their futures. And, you know, how releasing control of something, how many lives you're affecting. Mm-hmm. And over the years, every time I sign payroll, which my dad says, as long as you can sign a check, sign it, because a handwritten check is very important. So, you know, you are responsible for people's house payments, for their rent payments, for their boat payments, their car payments,
their food.
Yeah, to have food on the table. And that is a responsibility that I do not take lightly.
What steps can you take to preserve that essence of C-Mart? Is that something that you can build into a financial transaction?
We're hoping. However, we know ultimately in the end, we're not going to have any control. But finding the right fit, we have control of. We can help with that.
I was surprised to know and find out there's local interest that said, you know, wouldn't mind talking to you about this. And it surprised me. And I'm thinking, would that be cool to try to find someone locally, a group of people, another business that could really make this happen? It's not out of the question, but our net is cast very far and very deep and very wide.
Well, you never know. I have a feeling they're going to have to come up with more than $3 million. That sounds like just inventory in a couple of aisles.
Today's prices, yes,
you're right. That's just the eggs, Robert.
That's just eggs.
That's just the
eggs. It's our egg inventory. It's in a vault now in the store.
We have to lock it up.